Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. I would like to welcome everyone from around the globe to a stirring and heart-searching broadcast that will motivate you to reach higher in your endeavors. Now, we love receiving emails all the time, and we receive these from our listeners telling us how Your Turning Point has encouraged you all to reach beyond yourselves and venture into new territories that you once only dreamed about. Things that have become a reality in your lives. We receive so many of these, and on next week's broadcast, I will share some of these emails, these wonderful emails that we receive from you all. And we are just so grateful here at Turning Point Enrichment, which is the parent company of Your Turning Point, to know how much this has, these programs have moved you, these broadcasts, by us sharing our tips, and you have been motivated, and you have been stirred up to go for your dreams and bring those dreams into reality. So this broadcast this morning that we hold it at this special time is directed at entrepreneurs and those of you who are thinking about sharing starting your own business or franchise. And there's going to be some tips here that we would like you to grasp, because these things will lead to your success in business. So share these broadcasts with someone. Get somebody on the line right now and let them hear what I'm going to share with you this morning. I want to always encourage you, when you dream, dream big and watch your heart explode as your vision expands. Because just like this program is, this is your time, this is your season, this is your turning point. And that's our motto here at Your Turning Point, that you have come to the end of yourself and you're saying, well, I need something more in life. I can feel it, but I just don't know how to get started. Well, today you're going to hear some very powerful, powerful tips that you should apply to your business and watch. Watch how your business expands, how it grows from these simple tips. Now, the title today is Building a Healthy Business. What is a healthy business? A business that is prosperous. A business that is sound. A business that has a distinctive characteristic. A business that gives a certain impression. A business that is flourishing. A business that is active and has life. Let us discuss a few foundational steps that will keep your clients coming back and recommending you and your business to their friends. Everyone wants to be successful, but sometimes people neglect to adopt a few simple tools or features, and find themselves struggling through the initial stages. Oftentimes, business owners may think it is the method of advertising they are using or their merchandise. So many entrepreneurs pump more money into the advertising, stretching their budget, and purchase a lower quality of merchandise because they simply don't have, you know, the money to make that advertising just pop. Well, you know, it's more than that. It's more than the advertising. Remember, this is a foundational step that we're talking about today. Sadly, you know, quite a few of these enthusiastic entrepreneurs grow discouraged and quickly close their businesses. And what they did not realize is they became swallowed up in the advertising dollars and the lesser quality of merchandise. And it caused them to make many sacrifices without getting to the root of the cause, because that wasn't where the problem was. Now, let me share with you keys to success for the longevity of your business. What makes businesses successful is not whether that your business advertising is heavy or there's a competitive price or it's conveniently located right across the street. You may think that. What makes that business successful, that cause, and you know, all of those things are true, okay? All of those things are true, but this is the most powerful step right here that will make people pay that extra for your products or services or drive across town. It's honesty, character, and integrity. And you have to have these three, honesty, character, and integrity, when conducting business with your clients. Those are the keys to business success that will make your business solid and keep your clients returning to you and referring their friends to your business. Because we know people that have, you know, businesses, but they're not successful. There's this particular man that I know. He's been in business for over 20 years. Over 20 years. And he's still struggling. His head is not even above the water. And if it comes above the water, it only lasts for a little while. And you say, well, what's going on there? What's going on? Honesty, character, and integrity. Honesty is proven honest methods, even when no one sees you. Character is being a person one can trust when no one is looking. Integrity, being a man or woman of your word. Do not make a promise that you are unable to keep. If you can't do a certain thing, be honest. Tell them. Tell your client, well, you know, that's not my expertise. That's where networking with others come into play. As entrepreneurs, we recognize that we can't do everything, but there are some people out there, they try to do everything. And, you know, you hear me talking about, you know, pushing beyond your limit. But not doing the fool's thing. Push beyond where you are, your expertise. If you don't have knowledge of a certain thing, leave it alone. It's better to do an honest job or a job of excellence, provide a service or a product of excellence, instead of doing something halfway or doing something that's not of excellence. So this is where honesty, character, and integrity comes into play. Another thing, ask yourself these questions. Whose interest do I have at heart when presenting my proposal, products, or services to a potential client? Whose interest do you have at heart? Is it a me, 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 I? Do you put the dollar sign before your client? You always have to put your client's needs before yourself. Because if you put a dollar sign before your client, their needs, what's going to happen is that's all you're going to see, the dollar sign. That's all you're going to be focused on, making that dollar, hurrying up. And I've seen this. I've seen people hurrying up just to make that dollar. And their service or their products were not of excellent quality. So always put your focus on the needs of your clients. The second question is, do I put my best foot forward or do I find shortcuts by presenting a less quality product or service and still charge a higher price? Are you sloppy in your delivery of your service or your products? Or are you just trying, again, to make a dollar? You have to perfect those gifts, talents, and abilities. And you heard me say this again on other programs, that if you're not gifted in a certain area, I'm going to use that word gifted in a certain area, hire somebody who is. You don't have to do everything, entrepreneur. In order to be successful, another avenue in order to be successful is hire people who are smarter than you. You don't have to do everything. You don't have to do everything. A lot of people make that mistake. They try to do everything. Is everything saying, quote unquote, I'm the boss? You want a successful business. It's not about you. It's all about the needs of your clients. So if you're not gifted in a certain area, hire someone who is. Number three, do I keep my word as promised, or do I tell a client they misunderstood when questioned what was expected of me? That's something to think about, right? Whatever you promise somebody, they're going to look forward to that being performed. Don't ever put your clients on the spot and tell them, well, you misunderstood. Even if they did misunderstand, listen to what they're saying. Listen and you'll learn. You know, it's all about listening to people. That's how successful entrepreneurs do. They listen to their clients' needs. We're not perfect. We don't have all answers. It could be something that we miss. So listen. Perform your services. Present that product with excellence. A word of advice when thinking about the question I just asked. Stress-proofing your life will keep you from falling into a self-destruction mode and falling into the pitfall that will sabotage your dream. It's always stressing about something, you know? When you're stressing about something day after day, there's things that you have to meet. There's goals that you have to meet. But you can live a stress-free life by carefully designing or carefully orchestrating your goals, your plans, and everything else, and surrounding yourself with people who are there to help you. Don't forget to neglect the people that you have hired, that you have selected. Why did you select them in the first place? You selected them because, or hired them because of what? They could add value to your business. So remember this, stress-proofing your life will keep you from falling into a self-destruction mode and falling into the pitfall that will sabotage your dream. Remember, always put your clients' needs before yours. Listen intently to what they are saying because it speaks volumes. You are in business to meet a need. Listen to the client's needs and expand on what those needs are. And always keep these keys ahead of everything that you intend to do in your business. Honesty, character, and integrity. Those are the main ingredients to building a successful business. And I hope that what you have heard has stirred you up to to build your business on a solid foundation. Until next week, you've been listening to Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. This is your time. This is your season. This is Your Turning Point. Have a prosperous week.